7BR Part Heard.
Hello and welcome to 7BR's Part Heard, the podcast that traverses the legal landscape, examining issues across multiple practice areas, guided by the diverse expertise of our members. This week, we're taking a bit of a break from our usual programming and running a loosely themed day in the life type mini-series to provide some insight into the experiences of our members. Today, I'm joined by Nia Frobisher, who joined Chambers in October 2018 after the successful completion of her pupillage. She has a mixed common law practice undertaking the breadth of Chambers' work.
Welcome to the podcast, Nia.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Maybe you could take us back to start with, so and tell us a bit about what your first sort of 6 to 12 months looked like after you completed pupillage and were taken on.
Gosh, going a long time back now. So I think that was about 2 years ago now. Obviously you do your second 6 where you're on your feet anyway. So it really just felt like you kind of hit the ground running. It was very busy. In 7BR, you do a full mix when you're taken on as well, and you do for a few years. So by that, I mean you're doing crime, civil, family, employment, so the full tranche of Chambers work, which is really interesting and makes the job really varied. So, you know, straight off the bat, you're in court 4 or 5 days a week, and on top of that, doing paperwork. So it's, yeah, you're really expected to hit the ground running, but that's a really positive thing. You get straight into the swing of it. So it was good.
And you still have a mixed practice today, but you do quite a lot of civil work, don't you? So I guess maybe you could tell us what your practice does look like and what you enjoy about civil work in particular.
Yeah, definitely. So as I said, at 7, when you're very junior, which I still am, you have to do a full mix of work. And I still do a full mix. So I still do crime, family, civil, employment, bits of commercial as well. But over the sort of last year or so, I have increasingly done a lot of civil work. I suppose civil work is really broad, but one of the big areas that I do a lot of is personal injury and clinical negligence. And I think why I've really enjoyed that work is because you're dealing with people just as much as you are in family or crime. But I guess one aspect of it that I really enjoy, at least when I'm doing claimant personal injury or clinical negligence, is you're involved at the stage where people are looking to rebuild their lives or repair their lives as best they can. You know, the tragedy or the accident has already happened and you're involved in hoping to rebuild and repair as far as possible. And equally, if you're for a defendant, it's fascinating to me because it's a chance to sort of really delve into the facts and details of a case. And, you know, you have to be really interested to sort of pick holes in arguments and look at the detail of records and all the factual circumstances. And I suppose the thing that I enjoy most about it, beyond all those things, is that you get to, if you're doing personal injury or clinical negligence, sort of become a medical professional for a day. You get to sit down in conferences with all these experts in such a variety of interesting fields and, you know, try and become, through absorbing what the experts have to say in different medical fields, a little bit, try and become a mini expert in various random conditions that you might be dealing with in a case. So it's really an area, civil, where you get to, for the time that you're doing a case or a trial, become a mini expert in loads of different professions, be they medical or something else. And that's what I really enjoy about it, I think.
Did you anticipate when you started pupillage that you would enjoy civil and you'd want to sort of move your practice in that direction? Or is that something that evolved?
So I was very conscious when I applied for pupillage that I wanted to be in a mixed set. The reason was I thought and still think that mini pupillages are brilliant and you can get a good idea of what you enjoy, but you can't really get the best idea of what you're going to be good at long term and what you're going to enjoy doing day in, day out. You know, mini pupillages are 2 to 5 days usually. So I really wanted to do a mixed set, go to a mixed set for that reason. But I did think I would enjoy injury work. I like the medical aspect. I like the factual aspect. I like, you know, dealing with people, which is equally why I enjoy, you know, some family aspects which have medical elements to them and various other cases. And I had, before coming to the bar, well, between doing my bar course and starting pupillage, I had paralegaled in a firm dealing with personal injury and clinical negligence. So I knew I had an interest in it. And really, throughout pupillage, that was just solidified. But I suppose what pupillage did do at a mixed set and what having a mixed practice does do is sort of broaden my areas of interest. So yes, it confirmed I am very interested in personal injury, clinical negligence and civil stuff, but also broadened my horizons in terms of what I'm interested in and what I hope I'm good at. And the different areas that you can go into a set like this.
Now for the most, I think, the most hated question a barrister can get. What does a usual week look like for you?
That's a really interesting question and a really difficult one. I think any barrister will tell you that one thing that you can guarantee at the bar is it's going to be a varied, varied job. One week to the next looks entirely different. I think maybe I can probably answer this question best by giving you an example of a week pre-COVID and post-COVID, because things, as you know, Ellie, will have changed drastically for everyone at the bar, including myself, over recent months. I suppose pre-COVID, the usual life as a barrister, if you will, or my life as a barrister, and again, everyone varied, would look something like this. I would expect to be in court, in trial, 4 days a week, maybe five. Sometimes I have six hearings a week. And usually that will be at my stage a variety. I might have a two-day hearing, the fast-track trial, a mention or an interim hearing of some sort. The type of case in terms of civil stuff that is sort of the bread and butter of the junior civil bar are things like road traffic accidents, highway cases, trip and slips, as I like to call them, and a lot of people like to call them, all that type of stuff. So I'll go to court. I often have to get up very, very early, which is very sad for me. 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning sometimes to get on a train up to anywhere in the country. You better like trains if you want to be at the bar. And then I'll get to court. I'll have a conference with my client, usually about an hour before the hearing starts, run through everything. And then we'll start the hearing. We'll have a full day in court on your feet. And then I'll get the train home. And on the train, usually start looking at, right, well, what have I got on tomorrow? Spend the evening prepping the next day and then off to court the next day. That's the reality of it. Every now and then I'll have a day in chambers. Or often if I'm in court half a day, I'll come back to chambers to catch up with people and pick up papers for the next day or the next few days and, you know, do some drafting maybe. At the junior end, again, you do a lot of drafting. So drafting tickers of claim, defences, writing advices, that sort of thing. You might have a conference with some experts. And I usually try to do those from chambers because we've got some really helpful facilities in chambers. A little plug there for our wonderful facilities in chambers. So that's the type of thing. And then, yeah, that would be a normal week. So court a lot of conferences, a lot of paperwork around the sides. I suppose during the pandemic, things have been very, very different. 7BR was very quick, happily, to sort of pick up on the best way to convene conferences and convene meetings and all that from a distance over the web and over various conferencing facilities that we have. So that was quite easy to do. And obviously now the courts are doing a lot of hearings remotely via CVP or Skype for Business. So now a normal week might look like I'll have maybe 2 or 3 hearings a week, so fewer, but still having them. And most of them will be remote, so over video link, which is a very strange experience, cross-examining over a video link. But that's the type of thing we would do now instead of trekking off to court. And then around that, I'm doing a lot of paperwork and advisory work, you know, still having conferences with solicitors and experts and clients, but just socially distanced.
So the main takeaway from this is that you are extraordinarily busy all the time, pretty much. So these like 4 a.m. starts, 5 days a week in court, how do you manage your work-life balance?
With difficulty, in honesty? No, it is something. I mean, the reality is if you want to become a barrister, you have to know that it is a very busy working life. And you have to love it for that reason, which I happily do. And most of my colleagues, certainly at Seven and other chambers, do love the life. I guess learning to balance is something that comes with time. We're very lucky here that we have very supportive clerks who, you know, if I'm not putting enough diary breaks in, they will certainly tell me, you need to put some more paperwork days in, or you need to, you know, have some time to do X, Y, Z. So they're very good at helping me manage, and we work together to best manage my diary. So yeah, making sure you build in that time in your diary, making sure you take holidays. And, you know, it does get easier. And at the end of the day, you're self-employed. So if I want to take a holiday, you know, in a few months' time, so long as I ask the clerks nicely, I usually get one. So it's definitely a learning thing. But it is, you can do it with support.
And you've spoken there about the clerks. What about other members of chambers or solicitor clients? Are they an important part of your working life as well?
Absolutely. we're very lucky here that everyone has a, you know, big open door policy. And that is something that I noticed as soon as I started pupillage, not only sort of people at my sort of level, but right up to the, you know, most senior QCs in chambers are always happy to speak to you, be it pre-COVID in person. They'd literally have their doors open and would come pop in and say hi or ask if you need any help with anything. Or now, you know, they're always willing to pick up the phone to you. And, you know, if I'm in trial up in, you know, Gosnesware and I need help from someone and it's something that's quite tricky, you know, I've been able to phone members of chambers at 11 o'clock at night and ask for help, and they've always been willing to help. And that's something that's really striking. And, you know, you build friendships as well as colleagues going for drinks every now and then, or we'll have a lot of marketing meetings and stuff like that where you get to hang out with people. And it's just a really nice environment to work in. It sort of brings that balance in, the work-life balance, if you will. In terms of solicitors, again, really important. If you're working a lot, you want to get on well with people you're working with. And we're very lucky to have lots of really great solicitors who work with us. We do a lot of marketing and have a great marketing team, and you get to meet them that way. So, you know, if you're not like me, someone who knew loads of solicitors beforehand, if you're not, being in the chambers that supports that, developing those relationships allows you to meet lots of solicitors and develop those friendships and working relationships. And people are always happy to sort of share their relationships in that way, which is a positive.
And finally then, Nia, in your eyes and in your practice, what do you find to be the most interesting part of the job?
Wow, that's tricky. The most interesting part of the job, I think I've said variety about 100 times during this podcast, but it's really the variety. I mean, I every day will get some papers on my desk and I'll undo that pink ribbon and it'll be an entirely new area, you know, whether it's to do with a dog bite that somebody suffered, or, you know, a really niche area of a psychiatric condition. You know, you do really interesting things where you have cases involving mental health and suicide and clinical negligence, or, you know, or cases involving fraud and exaggeration. You know, more and more you're getting surveillance evidence and all that. I just find absolutely fascinating. So I think it's the variety. One day I can be doing a road traffic accident with surveillance evidence of somebody exaggerating an injury. The next I can be arguing, you know, public interest immunity for the police. It's the variety. It's doing something different every day. It's learning something new every day. You're always learning on this job, and that's what fascinates me.
That's great. And you're lucky you're the first one to record this, because maybe we'll have to ban variety.
I think you should.
Anyway, thank you, Nia. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of 7BR's Part Heard. You can find out more information and all our previous episodes on our website.